Chapter 1 Phone calls in the night are rarely a good thing. When Luke Sharp's phone rang in the invisible hours of the morning, he knew it was one of two things: either work, which meant some sort of crisis, or Sophie, which meant some sort of crisis. He rolled over and glanced at the glowing screen. Work.
Sharp,
he yawned into the phone, feeling anything but.
What the hell is going on with your girlfriend?
Exploded a furious voice on the other end. Luke blinked at the empty side of the bed. She hadn't come over last night, and he'd fallen asleep waiting to hear from her. He wasn't concerned. Sophie was a walking magnet for trouble, and she could generally take care of herself.
What's she done now?
He asked.
Shot an MI5 officer and disappeared, that's what,
said Sheila. That got his attention. Sitting up in bed, Luke said,
She's what? Shot Sir Theodore Cheshire dead,
said his boss.
Where is she?
Luke blinked and tried to put this together. Sophie didn't go around shooting people. Well, not often anyway, and certainly not people she was trying to get a job from. He pinched the bridge of his nose, but didn't wake up. Not a dream, then.
Excellent. Why would she shoot Theodore Cheshire? Your guess is as good as mine, Sharp.
She went to see him for a job interview.
To which she apparently took her gun. And explained to me, Sharp, why she still had the gun. I have it registered here as destroyed, sunk in a Cornish harbour.
Bugger. Why would she take her gun to a job interview? He said vaguely. Truth was, Sophie owned two guns, the one Sheila was referring to and a little revolver Sophie had liberated from a dead enemy a few years ago. The thing hadn't been registered to anyone, so she'd just kept it quiet as a backup. If Sophie was going to shoot anyone on the QT, she'd have used that.
You tell me. While the gun is missing from the scene, ballistics have identified the bullet. It's a 9mm Parabellum and matches perfectly to bullets previously fired from a Sig Sauer P239 registered to one Sophie Green. We keep records of that sort of thing, she added crisply, before he could say anything. Unless someone created two Sig Sauer P239s with identical rifling on the barrel, I'd say the evidence is pretty incriminating. So, Sharp, where is she?
Not here, Luke said, because that was the only honest answer he could give his boss. Although, given that he'd just noticed a scrabbling sound coming from the kitchen, he wasn't entirely sure if that was true. Quietly, he picked up his gun.
I didn't ask if she was with you. I asked where she was.
I honestly have no idea, Luke replied. While his boss ranted on in his ear, he swung out of bed and padded into the living room, gun loose in his hand. Please, God, don't let her be stupid enough to hide under the coffee table. The living room was dark, but it was also entirely empty of Sophie. After a year together, he was pretty attuned to her presence. Besides, Sophie was about as subtle as a house fire. The phone on the kitchen counter wasn't showing any new messages, but that wasn't what caught his attention. What caught his attention was the cat travelling box on the floor beside it. Unease churned in his gut. A small tabby paw shot out through the bars at the front of the box, and a pitiful meow escaped. If she'd brought Tammy here, it wasn't going to be good news.
Look, he said into his phone, this is the first I've heard of it. It's 3 a.m, for God's sake. Sophie's not here. I wasn't expecting to see her until tomorrow. I'm her boyfriend, not her keeper, and I have as much idea about what's going on as you do, okay?
There was a short silence.
If you're keeping anything from me...
I swear I'm not. Another silence.
Keep me informed,
she said, and rang off. Luke put his phone down, led Tammy out of her box, and scooped her into his arms. Her tiny body vibrated with a huge purr as she snuggled against him.
You okay, Tam? Been here long?
She wriggled again, so he put her down and went in search of cat food. Since Tammy was Sophie's cat and lived with her, the best Luke had to offer was a tin of tuna. This met with Tammy's approval. Pee on my floor, and you're going to your granny's house, he warned her, then went to start up his computer. While he waited, he switched on the TV and keyed in BBC News 24. The newsreader...